What's going on, fuckers? Here we go on to our next episode. If you guys can, please subscribe to the YouTube page. Please subscribe to the Spotify page. Like, comment, share if possible. Please and thank you. Topic today we're touching upon. I was out with my family this weekend. We were at a lake. It is a popular area. We're in New York State. So I'm in the water with my son. My son is wearing goggles with the nose piece because he doesn't want to be holding his nose. We're stopped by the lifeguards. You can't wear that, we're told. What? You can't wear that. They're not allowed here. I look around. There's a bunch of other kids and adults. They all have goggles on to be looking under the water while we're in the lake. And my son starts to get worked up and he starts to get angry and going, it's not fair. So I said, why do all these people have goggles then? And they said specifically the goggles that have the nose piece are not allowed. I'm a little confused by this and quite frankly not wanting to get into a fucking pissing match with a teenage, maybe early 20s guy over fucking goggles. I wanted to enjoy the rest of the day. We had just gotten there a little bit prior to going into the lake. And I said, okay. I walk with my son and he's rightfully so pissed off. And he's going, this isn't fair. This is ridiculous. I don't understand. And I said to him, welcome to New York, son. This is the lovely rules of this state. As we are at the lake, as we are now being locked down from the ability to use goggles with a nose piece, because God forbid, you know, the hierarchy of New York State allows such freedom, I get the whiff of weed blowing through the air. And I stop for a second and I look. There's people all over the place with vape pens. Everybody's getting high on the beach. I look around. There's a concession stand selling beer. There's people with their coolers. There's people clearly intoxicated as well as at the lake, beachfront, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And my 7-year-old, is not allowed to use the dangerous goggles with the nose piece. But all the adults can get intoxicated and high as a fucking kite, get back in their cars and drive off. Off. There's nobody doing stop checks. There's nobody making sure no one's intoxicated prior to getting into the car. But my 7-year-old, the Gestapo has spoken. This state is fucking out of its mind. New York State has lost its fucking mind. Period. New York State has lost its mind. From pre-COVID into COVID, voting in Hochul or however the fuck you say her name. I'm just drawing a blank. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little heated about this again. But people can get high and drunk. And mind you, I'm not judging anybody on that. You want to get high? Get fucking high. You want to drink? Get drunk. I don't fucking care. I'm all about individual freedoms. I'm all about doing you. I'm all about being you and fucking enjoying your life. But to sit here and tell me my 7-year-old is in danger because he's got a plastic piece over his nose. When the fuck did we lose rationality and reason? Because this is an example of it. We have lost our fucking minds in this country. So my son and I, about 2 hours later, we go up to the concession stand because I, being the responsible adult, decided to get a beer. I am walking with him. We're talking and he brings up the goggles again. Because he's clearly still fucking shafted by it and still pissed off about it. So he brings it back up. And I say to him, well, this is how it is in New York State. And Daddy doesn't believe that anyone should really have the right to tell us what to do. You know, I think everyone should have the right, as long as you're not hurting anybody, to do what you want. And I saw the little spark of conservative, libertarian, maybe just a child who understands that he should have the right to do what he wants with his life. And he said to me, he goes, well, I think we should be able to do what we want too. And I went, yeah, that seems fair. And honestly, that should be how it is. And for a minute, I was sitting there talking to my son and realizing is this a nature versus nurture thing, or is this just ingrained in him that he feels that he should have the right to do what he wants, especially if he's not bothering anybody? And especially when you look at the hypocrisy of it, like, Come to find out, it's a New York State law. It's a New York State law that on the New York State beaches, lakefronts, you're not allowed to use these goggles for whatever reason. I didn't do digging onto why this law was passed. But everything else with New York State is just fucking overreaching. And I'm just confused by the hypocrisy. We can get intoxicated. We can get our ability to drive compromised. We can sit there and basically kind of go through the paces of being adults and doing what we want, as long as there's weed or alcohol involved. But God forbid we want our nose to not get water in it while we're in the water. Where the fuck did we lose rationality? When the fuck did we lose rationality? I'm just so fucking confused on the fucking aspect. And I'm sorry for going off like this, but I'm so confused on the aspect of, like, when the hell did we allow this nonsense that the state is our mommy, the state is our daddy, that we have to be so taken care of? And maybe it's because I am of immigrant descent. Maybe it's because my grandfather was directly off the boat, my father born in Puerto Rico, being in a family that's more of stand on your own two fucking feet and survive and build your life, that when did we get to the point where we are allowing the state to tell us that we can't even wipe our ass without supervision, but you want to get high and fucked up, go for it, enjoy yourself. Oh, we have drunk driving laws. Yeah, we have drunk driving laws. That doesn't stop people at a fucking state beach where you're selling goddamn beer to get in the car and go do their thing. This is just a systemic problem that breaks down to probably, in my opinion, why this country has lost its fucking way. Lost its way in its survivability and its ability to stand it on its own two feet. And do not get me wrong, I am all for taking care of people who need help, who need that leg up, who need something to help them survive and maybe become better, maybe better themselves. You know, lower income, the opportunity to get education. There should be criteria and standards to it, though. There should be minimum requirements. So that way, those people are not just leeching off the state, leeching off of everybody else. There should be accountability. Like, there's accountability in a family. Like, there's accountability in a community. Just like there's accountability in your day-to-day life, at your job, at your relationships, in your friendships. You can't just go off fucking going to your friend's house, eating their food, drinking their shit, doing whatever you want, blowing up the house, doing whatever you want, and then not expect to either return the favor when they're at your house, or you're helping clean up, or you're bringing something to the table to not be a leech. I'm okay with all these things, but this state has really just become this nanny state where they think they can tell us what to do in every aspect of life, and it is the numbing of the mind, it is the numbing of the population. You're allowed to get hammered, drunk, fucked up, leech off the system, don't worry about crime, anything under $1,000, rob it and enjoy yourselves, but if someone's defending their own shit, you're going to jail. It is insanity, frankly. We have lost our way as a country. We've lost our way as a people. And we are now being separated into two extreme camps. And I think by design, frankly. I think the best way to keep a populace in check is to have them divided. You have something else that has really become popular, two sides. There is a big push for the masculinity era. There is a big push for masculinity to come present, step up. What are men? There's the other side of it, of being inclusive, equality, equity. These two camps have grown in numbers. These two camps have grown in intensity. And each of these camps are being fed via different groups, via different timetables, via different income sources and revenue streams and just ideologies. And it is becoming, for lack of a better word, it's becoming a new crusades. We have two warring factions who are willing to go to the table and die at the table, mount that hill, charge that hill, and die for it. And I, personally, am one who is all about the masculinity aspect. It is a man's job to take care of his family. It's a man's job to be the example. It's a man's job to do these things. But that does not pull away from the beauty and the jobs that women and mothers have. And you know what? Even the flip side, women who cannot have children, choose not to have children, or men who choose not to have children. I think it is the duty of the individual to stand strong, to be an example for those around them, to be a beacon of virtue, a beacon of good, a beacon of of right versus a beacon of wrong, a beacon of toxicity, of malice and just poisoning and leeching from those around you. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't sit at the table with our enemies and try to negotiate. Once negotiations have stopped, once people have lost the ability to sit there and talk to each other and find reason, war is inevitable. And at the end of the day, no one wins. Somebody dies. Somebody gets hurt. Somebody loses. And if we as Americans are a community, are a people, are a tradition and belief system, because America is a belief system, whether you want to really acknowledge it or not, it is a belief system built on the Constitution, and we are an experiment, we are all part of the same team. We may have different jobs on this team, and we may have different goals on this team, but I think we really, as a people, have become so fucking entrenched in the aspect of, like, win or lose, them versus us, fuck you, my way, going, this is how it's going to be. This is not how this country was created. To an extent it was because of the revolution. But it was built on the ideology and the belief system that all men are created equal and that we all have the right to pursue liberty and happiness. And I think the rules that are being put in place that are critiquing our happiness especially and our liberties, especially when we're not hurting anybody else. I don't think my son was really murking anybody with that goggles with the nose on. I think that freedom is dangerous, and I'm okay with that. I'd rather be able to take the risk of being free, of dying because of my own decisions, than to live my entire life being told what to do, and who to be, how to act, what to wear, and who I need to acknowledge and accept. It's okay not to like people. It's okay not to like beliefs. It's okay not to like systems. As long as you're not hurting anybody and you're not doing anything to anybody else, I think that's okay. I think across the board, the aspect that New York State shows, same as California, is what happens when you have a mommy state. This is what happens when you have a state that tries to hold your hand till your death. From birth to death, let's hold your hand. This is how you're going to live. This is how you're going to be. It's all for the community. It's all for equality and all for equity. Equal outcomes. That is not fucking reality. Any parent, and I'm going to use this as because I am a fucking parent, any fucking parent knows for a fact that each of their children are born different from fucking go. They are born with a completely different personality, traits, abilities, strengths, and weaknesses. To think that my daughter and my son will be the exact same outcome at the end of the day because that's what's right, wrong. Wrong. My son has strengths. My daughter has strengths. My daughter has weaknesses. My son has weaknesses. And the two of them are their own individuals. Do I treat them the same? Yes. Do I hold them to the same standards across the board? Yes. Do I think that both of them have responsibilities to this family, to their community, to their state, to their country? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, they're still their own person, and they're each going to have a different outcome. Their foundations will be the same. We are raising them the same. We are raising them with the same beliefs, the same ideologies, the same everything. But from there, where they go is on them. I believe, and I get this from my parents personally, my job is to build people who can survive, thrive, and be successful and return and give back to their people, their community, and their families. We lost that somewhere. Somewhere along the line, it turned into the me mindset. This state, this country, this world has really become such narcissistic personalities in every aspect of things that it's all about me and how I feel. And hell, even this, I got to get my words out. I got to have people hear my voice. Fuck you, Dave. Nobody cares. We all have a piece of it. But it doesn't change the fact that I put my family foremost. I work to help better my community. I work to better those around me. I support those around me. I have the backs of the people I love. But I also let them all live their own lives and do their own things. I have friends. I have family. They all do things I don't necessarily agree with or think I would do myself. But I don't tell nobody how to live. I let them do what they're doing until it fucks with my vibe, for lack of a better word. And kind of bringing it back to the beginning of this, how are we going to sit here and set examples of safety bumpers on every little aspect? But don't worry, you want to get high and drunk, enjoy yourself. It is a message of contradiction. It is a message that does not really come across really clear or valid. I think across the board, we need to come back to our roots as Americans. We need to come back to our roots as immigrants. We need to come back to realizing that we are here to build a community, to build a society. We are the most beautiful experiment that is happening right now. We are the greatest country on the fucking planet right now. And if we weren't, for those of you who don't agree with me, and for those of you who want to shit talk, why do we have so many people fucking rushing our borders to get here? Because no matter what the fuck you say, this country is beautiful. This country is great. This country is freedom. This country is opportunity. This country is the Emerald City on the hill. And the more we walk away from taking care of where we are, the more we walk away from the foundation and the ideology that helped build this country, the more the Emerald City starts to lose its glow and it's fading and cracking. And just like Rome, when they gave into their darker choices, when they gave into their darker vices, when they did not hold their community accountable, and all they did was saturate the state, country, and all their colonies with nonsense and taxations and just draining the individuality out of their places, they collapsed. This country was built on dangerous freedom. Do we have a bloody past? Of course we do. Are we tainted with things across our entire history? Yes. Find me a country that is not. Find me a shining beacon that does not have its entire history laced in blood. It is human nature. It is human nature. But I think, as a 37-year-old man, I think standing with my son in the lake, being responsible for my kin and my offspring, that I should be able to tell my son, go ahead, put the goggles on. Not where New York State goes, stop. Nope, nope, nope. Not possible. Go get high. Go drink. Enjoy yourselves. But you can't play in the water like that. That's really it, fuckers. All right. I'll see you later.